The Diamond Keeper. Hello children, and welcome to another episode of Tall Tales for Sleepyheads. Today I bring to you a beautiful story from ancient India. It is a story of kings and their courtiers, and today you will meet a very, very special person. His name is Tenali Ram. Tenali Ram was one of the most famous ministers in the court of King Krishnadevaraya. He was a poet and advisor to the emperor of the Vijayanagar kingdom. He was an extremely intelligent man, and he used his wit and wisdom to solve the most difficult of matters facing the kingdom and people. So let's hear the story and find out what problem did he manage to solve today. One day, a servant called Ramayya came to King Krishnadevaraya's court to ask for justice. Between sobs, he could barely open his mouth and speak. You know, he was crying so badly. He told a story to the king. "Your Highness, my master has cheated me and taken away my share of diamonds," the poor man complained. "Ah, you must tell me what has happened," assured the kind king. "Only then will I be able to help you." "Well, this is what happened. Today was a bright and sunny day, and my master wanted to bathe in the river. I accompanied him with an umbrella to save him from the hot sun. As I was holding the umbrella upright, a strong breeze swept it away. I quickly chased after it to bring it back. As I ran after the umbrella and picked it up where it had stopped, I found a small pouch lying over there. I looked around. I even called out, but there was nobody there who wanted or claimed the pouch. So I picked it up and came back to my master." "As we opened the pouch," Ramayya continued, "we found two large shiny stones carefully packed in a silk cloth." "Ah, these are the most precious diamonds I have ever seen," my master exclaimed as he took a closer look. "I asked him if they were to be given to the royal treasury, because something so precious could not belong to a common man. But my master did not like that suggestion one bit. He took the pouch and kept it safely in his own pocket. Then he told me, 'We will go home and share these diamonds between us. Our next five generations will live in complete luxury.' And, Your Highness, I will not lie. Greed overcame me too, and I agreed to my master's proposal. But when we reached home, my master refused to give me my share. I have come to you asking for justice," pleaded Ramayya. The king then called one of his soldiers and asked him to bring the master into the court immediately. When the master came, the king asked him for an explanation about the diamonds. "Oh, Your Highness, my servant Ramayya seems to be lying to you. He has taken the diamonds for himself. He has kept the silk pouch. I told him to deposit them with the royal treasury immediately after we found them. In fact, Your Royal Highness, I have three witnesses who can tell you the truth." The king ordered the witnesses to come forward, and they were questioned right away. Each of them bowed before the king. And they all said at once in one voice, "Your Highness, Ramaiah took the packet of diamonds from our master. He was told to deposit them with the royal treasurer right in front of us. He is lying to you." The king was now extremely puzzled. And so what did he do? He called for Tenali Ram, his advisor and the most intelligent man in the kingdom, to help him find the culprit. As I have already told you, children, Tenali Ram was a sharp-witted man. He was determined to help the king solve the case and also to ensure that an innocent man was not punished. "Your Highness, may I speak with each witness separately?" Tenali Ram requested the king. "Certainly," the king replied. First, Tenali Ram asked the king to sit quietly behind a curtain in a private chamber. Secret, you see. Then Tenali took the witnesses one by one into the private chamber and asked each of them only one question. What were the diamonds covered with? The first witness scratched his head and said, they were covered with a red piece of paper. The second witness was a little flustered and said, they were wrapped in green leaves. While the third witness was very, very nervous and said, they were placed between soft cotton padding. All this while, the king was sitting right behind the curtain. He had heard everything that was said by the three witnesses, and he now knew who the liar was. When he came out from behind the curtain, the three witnesses were petrified. When they saw the king appear, they were all taken aback, because they now knew that the king knew the truth. He had heard three different statements, and he knew that they were all big liars. The three false witnesses immediately begged for forgiveness. They fell at the king's feet and admitted being paid by the master for their false statements against Ramaiah. Tenali Ram's sharp wit had saved the innocent Ramaiah. His greedy master was told to bring back the diamonds for the royal treasury, and he also had to pay a very heavy fine. Poor Ramaiah was thankful to the king, and he now served Tenali Ram and not his wicked and cruel master. Children, this is what happens when you are as quick-witted and as intelligent as Tenali Ram. You will always find the easiest solution to the most biggest of problems. Good night and sweet dreams.